Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Okay, it's not often we get an enraged Erica.
Enraged.
Enraged Erica is joining us in the studio today.
Yeah.
Hi, welcome to the program, Enraged Erica. Yeah,
double
what
E.
Is, what Arr! Is... What is
E squared.
Erin, you're the video gal here.
Yeah.
Need a close up on
her,
when she does the
angry face.
Right. It's like when her and Tiak were talking about headlights that one day, and they're like,
yeah.
She does a thing.
Yeah.
With her face.
Yeah. Is it Monsters Inc.? Yeah, where they're practicing their scares. And it's like,
yeah. Up high, down low.
Yeah.
The Mike Wazowski's drilling
him.
Yeah. Sully.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the thing. There is a there's a story that we were going to talk about today, and I was like, should we talk about this? And then all of a sudden, Erica leaves, and enraged Erica comes back in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And we're like, hi, what's your name?
Enraged Erica.
Okay, let me just read the headline, and you can tell us what's wrong with it. If a guy picks one of these five Halloween costumes, he's relationship material.
Right. And that's fine.
Oh,
that's
fine. That doesn't enrage you.
The headline doesn't bother me.
Okay.
What the first one doesn't bother me.
Okay, so if you're a guy and you're looking to project that you could be had, you should be had.
Right.
That you,
and you've got some big Halloween party coming up. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. Gomez Adams.
A little weird without his wife, but that's fine.
Well, maybe he's out there looking for her.
Right.
Yeah, you're out looking
what
for your Morticia.
Gomez's Morticia.
Yeah.
It would be weird if you just got the slick back black hair and you're just wearing a suit. It's not really much of a costume, is it?
You paint your face white.
But wouldn't you kind of look like the Godfather or something? If you're just by yourself, you wouldn't put it. Yes. Is that a move to do a couple's costume by yourself and try to find the other half? Is that
a
thing?
I kind of did that as Kim Possible last year because I didn't have. Oh.
Were you looking for your Ron Weasley?
Wrong show.
Yep, that was Harry Potter. What are you doing? Enraged Eric is not real smart.
No, but I wasn't looking for Ron Stoppable.
Ron Stoppable.
But then I was thinking about the naked mole rat, and that's a weasel to me. Okay. Yeah.
No, what's the girl's name? The hot one.
Shigo. Let me look it up. Shigo, yeah.
That took no time in a sense memory from 13. Why'd your forearms flex?
Well,
that was weird. Okay, so we're fine with Gomez Adams. And
we're fine.
I will say, no, I have actually gone out. I have a Vincent Vega costume.
Don't know who that is.
John Travolta in Pulp Fiction.
Okay.
A movie you haven't seen.
No.
You uncultured swine.
Do you have a ponytail wig?
Yeah, I have a ponytail wig.
Cool.
Then a little cigarette and like a gun and whatnot.
Mm.
And then you guys don't remember this? We did a Facebook Live. You might have been before you were here. I couldn't find a Vincent Vega wig, so I just bought a full long black wig. And a friend of my, her kid was with my kid in class. She's a hair cutter for Antoine Duché. So I went there and wore the wig, and she cut it, styled it in the style.
That's hilarious.
But we did it in the middle of the park while the kids were playing flag football. It's still probably on our Facebook page.
Probably.
We did a Facebook Live of her cutting my hair into
the cupcake. What is Antoine Duché?
It's a nice salon in Cherry Creek.
Okay, got it.
I think it's also a chain of salons. Okay. Antoine Duché.
Okay.
I don't know if she still works there. Shout out, Sarah. What up? Anyway.
She does her best work in the park.
I went out one year just as that, and okay. I found a Mia Wallace. I found a girl with a syringe sticking out of her chest. Nothing happened between the two of us, but
but she
was alone too. She didn't ditch her Vincent.
She was just out as Mia Wallace.
Wow. Crazy. Okay. Well, that was a move.
Okay. Anyway, should I keep going with
the
costumes? If you're a guy and you dress as one of these, your relationship material is number two. The one that's going to upset you.
Nope.
Okay. Travis Kelce.
No problem with that.
Dress as Travis Kelce.
I'm a big fan of Travis.
So then
Kelce.
You're looking for your tailor that
right.
Night.
And I bet a lot of girls will be dressed as Taylor. Smart, cute.
Oh, I would have put my house on you being Travis Kelce.
Yeah,
that you're upset with.
Yeah. Ugh. I thought that's what was going to make you
okay.
mad.
Okay.
Next up,
The enraged meter starts.
Every time she does that, do the black and white thing. Focus up.
Okay.
You got it? It's like when she said Michael.
Right.
Yeah.
Ooh, they're different.
Yeah.
Ooh, they are
there's
different.
There's a disgust and there's enraged. Yeah.
Okay. Next up, five costumes to be relationship material. Mm-hmm. Superman.
Yeah.
Why not?
How old are we?
But there's a new Superman.
Yeah. It's really good, too.
Take it back. Did you watch it?
Yeah.
It's the worst piece of trash I've ever seen.
I liked it.
There's a super dog. It's the dumbest thing in the world.
Yeah,
there is no super dog. There's no super dog.
And guess what? That inspired a lot of people to actually go and adopt.
And you haven't obviously met my dog.
No, your dog can be super dog, but it's really dumb. And then you find out at the end of the movie, spoiler alert, he's just dog sitting for another super girl thing that doesn't exist.
For like his cousin.
Mm.
There's not other people. Only one Kal-El got sent here. Is Kal-El the dad?
I don't know.
No, Jor-El's the dad, I think.
You're speaking another language to me.
It's Krypton. Language of Krypton, the planet he's from.
I'm starting
where our yellow
to worry.
Sun gives him great power.
If a grown man who is trying to be relationship material is going as a childhood comic book hero, I'm a little worried.
You don't like that. You don't want to be swept off your feet by some jacked Henry Cavill looking dude.
He was the last
Superman.
No, I know. But those are two different things. On Halloween, man, you're going Superman?
Yes.
Read the next one.
Hold on. I have a question.
Umbridge.
Have you ever dressed up as Taylor Swift?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. Didn't you look up to her as a kid?
Well, wait, I was a teen when she came out. And I was also a teen when I dressed as her.
Fighting.
Mm. I dressed as Taylor Swift.
I think it's fine to dress as superheroes as an adult. Let us live.
Okay, you'll be with me on this next one. Read the next one, Slacker.
Oh, is the cat fight over?
Yeah.
K-pop demon hunter.
That show is for 10-year-olds. That show is for 10-year-olds. What are they doing? If a man is at a party and he's like, oh yeah, I'm the guy from K-pop demon hunters, I'm going to be like, you know what? Why are you watching that show alone?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard a lot of adults say that it's a good movie.
It's a movie?
I think
okay.
so.
Okay. Is for 11-year-olds. It is literally, I looked it up. I thought, this is weird. I looked it up, 10 and up. That's what the age is it's for. And guess what? I know some kids, they're under 10 and they love it. So if I see a man out on Halloween alone dressed as K-pop demon hunter,
it's just pop culture. What's wrong with
that? It's such a weird line. You're saying like Gomez Adams is a mature costume? It's a costume.
Oh, it kind of weirds me out.
It's a childish activity.
A man alone in any costume starts to get weird.
I agree. I'm with you.
Hey, Slacker, I'm now worried about you.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Nancy Cartwright. You may know me better as the voice of Bart Simpson.
On Simpsons Declassified, we're diving into the mysteries that keep the Simpsons forever young. Have you ever wondered how the Simpsons regularly predicts future events? Who better to ask than the show's creators, performers, and writers? The celebrity guests. Be sure to follow and listen to Simpsons Declassified wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.